Hello and welcome. In this video, we are going to discuss the absolute most important thing in the entire universe. We are going to talk about the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. So the other day, I was in the Adoration Chapel and I was praying before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, and I looked around. And we have a pretty big adoration chapel. And there were only 2 people in the entire room. I was extremely discouraged. And I said, Lord, what is happening? What is happening to your church? And he put in my heart, my son, there's no people in here for the same reason that you hesitate to come and visit me and you work in the church. And it's true. I work in the church and sometimes I say, oh, I got to do this first. I got to do that first. And I said, okay, then Lord, what's wrong with me? What in me needs to change that I will come before you more frequently with greater faith, with greater love and greater devotion? Because whatever's in me is most likely in other people. So he put in my heart 3 things that will keep most people from going to the Blessed Sacrament and spending time with him frequently. Because sometimes we feel like it and we want to, but what's keeping us from going when we don't want to? So he put these 3 things in my heart, and I think you're going to be able to relate to them. Number 1, we do not grasp the absolute and utter power that is available in the Most Holy Eucharist. If you could visualize being in an atomic bomb, you've seen those on the internet, pictures of atomic bombs. Imagine being at the epicenter, an explosion happening on you. In an instant, you're disintegrated. In the Eucharist, there's more power than an atomic bomb. Imagine if somebody was dropped into the sun. You'd be dead even before you got to the surface of the sun. In the Eucharist, there is more power than the sun. Why? Because in the Eucharist is the God who created the sun, who created the thousands of different suns, the little stars that we see in the sky. In the Eucharist is God, and he is the ultimate power source. But for so many of us, and for the church itself, I would say, our lives are like little light bulbs that are barely flickering to show the light of Christ to the world. Why? We need to meditate upon the power of God that is really present in the Most Holy Eucharist. In the Holy Eucharist, we have Jesus Christ. Imagine Jesus Christ who raised the dead. Imagine Jesus Christ who gave sight to the blind. Imagine Jesus Christ who walked on water. That same person, that same God is present in the Most Holy Eucharist. And so when we go before him, it's important that we recall who it is that we're in front of. Because a lot of times, I feel an obligation to go pray in the church because I have some moral obligation, but we don't realize it is God himself who is present. It is God who has put this longing in our hearts that can only be satisfied by being present to him. We have so many depressions, we have so many fears that can all be solved by the power of the Most Holy Eucharist. And you wonder, where are all the miracles? The miracles happen when we recall the power of God. We receive grace according to our dispositions. So if we can call to mind frequently the absolute power that would cause me to disintegrate in his presence is there in the Most Holy Eucharist, and he holds back out of love for us. Think of the great saints, St. Clare of Assisi. The Saracens were going and invading Assisi. They were going to rape and kill all of the nuns. What did St. Clare do with her Eucharistic faith? She went, she got the Blessed Sacrament, she exposed the Blessed Sacrament, all the Saracens were knocked out, they were run off by the power of the Most Holy Eucharist. I've heard of stories and I've seen little pictures of priests holding up the Blessed Sacrament, keeping the fire from coming onto the church. I've seen pictures and I've heard stories of priests going to the coast whenever there was a tsunami coming and the waves are going to come upon him, and he holds forth with the Blessed Sacrament and there's like a wall of water. We get so afraid of so many things, but we fail to realize in the Eucharist is the God who created all things. The healer, the divine physician. Part of the reason we don't see the miracles is, one, we do not recall the power of God that is present. I was lamenting recently all of the abortions. I was lamenting all of the evil that comes out of Washington through legislation. You would think that this most important place, that we would have a perpetual adoration chapel right there. Imagine if our bishops were to go to abortion facilities frequently with the Blessed Sacrament and say, we're going to pray right here with our Lord Jesus Christ to have an end to all of this evil. I heard a story of a parish in Mexico in a city where there was crime everywhere, all the cartels, they were just killing everybody. And the priest said, we have to get an end to this violence. And he set up a perpetual adoration chapel to end this. That priest had faith in the power of the Most Holy Eucharist, and the crime in that city went down dramatically. I live in Texas, and the Bishop of Beaumont was newly installed, and a hurricane was coming directly towards Beaumont, and the bishop, full of Eucharistic faith, a soft-spoken man, very holy, very young, went out to the coast with the Blessed Sacrament. He gave benediction, had prayer said, and the hurricane changed course. We will never have confidence in the power of God in the Most Holy Eucharist if we're not constantly calling this to mind. So you can grasp just how much energy, how much life, how much possibility is available in the Eucharist. So number one, we don't meditate on the power of God that is present in the Eucharist. The second reason why we don't go to adoration more frequently is because we do not meditate upon the pure and absolute personal love that Jesus Christ has for each and every single one of us. Jesus Christ longs with a longing that is so severe that he's got thorns in his heart because he wants to be close to us. Our Lord revealed to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque that he suffers more now in the Eucharist because of a lack of love, a lack of devotion than he did during his crucifixion. That's why we have that image of the crown of thorns around the heart of Christ. Whenever there's Eucharistic miracles and the host turns into the flesh, the doctors examine it and the flesh comes from the heart of a man who's been wounded. Why the heart? Because the heart means I'm giving myself to you fully, completely. How much does Jesus want you to come to see him in the Most Holy Eucharist? You want to know the depths of his love? Look at a crucifix. That is how much God longs for you in the Most Holy Eucharist. So you take the God who's all-powerful, who's all-present, whose energy, whose life, whose heaven itself, you add to that that he loves you personally and individually. He cares about every single hair on your head. You combine those two. Now you have a reason to go to Eucharistic adoration. You have a reason to visit the chapel because you have a friend who's more than a friend, whose life itself, who just longs and thinks about you day and night, but you have a friend, and not only in high places, but the highest of places. How foolish is it for us not to go frequently to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament? True humility. If I had true humility, I would go before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Why? Because humility is the truth about who I am and the truth about who God is. We've reflected a little bit about the truth about who God is. He's all power and he's all love. He loves you so much that he became a man and suffered the worst torments just to suffer even more for you in the Eucharist, out of love for you. But what's the truth about myself? I'm weak. I'm fallen. I'm constantly making mistakes. I tend to do what is not good for me. And I don't go to God. So if I have this in mind, whenever the thought comes to your mind, I should go visit Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, it's your fallen human nature to say, I don't need to, I'm too busy. Immediately what you must do is say, God is all powerful and I can be counted on for nothing but failure. And then that, when you're at that crossroads, that reminder that it's actually in your best interest to go, well, that's going to be, you know, that's the solution to all your problems right there. If it wasn't the solution to all your problems, Jesus Christ wouldn't have given himself to you fully and forever, came down from heaven. Now, there's a third issue. There's a third reason why we do not make more frequent visits to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. So the third reason, according to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, Jesus suffers the most because of the lack of love from his priests, those who have given their entire lives to the service of the church. Why don't more people go to Eucharistic adoration? I'm just going to tell you the truth. Many priests, many, many priests never, ever talk about the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. If they did, Oh, the devil would be defeated because people would know what's the source and the summit of the Catholic faith. They would know that the longing in their heart is this big, the size of the Most Holy Eucharist. Priests absolutely, absolutely need to preach and promote reverence and adoration of Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. You want to know how we know that the devil is real? The church has Jesus Christ, the living God in flesh, the greatest power, the source and summit of the Catholic faith, and yet nobody talks about it. If a priest were to go to the pulpit and preach on the Most Holy Eucharist every single Sunday from beginning to end, it still would not be enough. If Jesus is really present, we should be shouting it from the rooftops. The Eucharist is the source and the summit of the Catholic faith. What does that really mean? That means everything flows from the Eucharist because it's Jesus, because he's God, and everything is directed back towards the Eucharist. Insofar as you have Eucharistic faith, you can say, that's how Catholic I am. That's how successful I am. And success measured in union with God. That is what heaven is, union with God. We must absolutely pray for our priests, and we must absolutely encourage them to go to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament frequently. Why do I say that? Because people tend to talk about the things that they're passionate about. And so I can only imagine if it's not ignorance about the doctrines of the Catholic faith and the reality of Jesus' real presence, it has to have come through a slow and subtle over-familiarity with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And they need to spend that time because in that time, the Lord is fire itself. When the image of the Sacred Heart, it shows a flame in the heart. What happens when a priest and anybody is in the presence of Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist, that flame of the heart of Christ catches a little spark onto our dry, withered hearts. And that sets our hearts on fire. We have to force ourselves when we don't want to go to the Adoration Chapel. We got to force ourselves. If we don't do it when we are feeling dry, we're never going to do it. And think what I just said. When we're feeling dry, what catches fire easier? Those things that are dry. Now, when you actually make it to the Blessed Sacrament, how can I call this to mind? Because I go and I forget. My recommendation to you is twofold. The moment you get in, you make an act of reverence. You make an act of humility. The second you walk through the door, you get on two knees and you make a profound genuflection. You can put your forehead on the ground. You can kiss the floor. Really, anything that is humbling of yourself, lowering of yourself in the presence of God is a beautiful act of reverence. And then what do? For a couple of minutes straight, just meditate on the sheer power and the magnitude of the one whom you're in front of. There are rays, there are graces coming off of that Eucharist that we cannot even comprehend because our minds and our hearts are not paying attention. So just say, Jesus is here, God Almighty is here, whatever you can think of to call to the reality. You're not imagining. Whatever you come up with in your head about the majesty and the power of God, it is infinitely smaller than what's really present. Just do that immediately. And then once you realize that, then you call to mind that this is not just somebody who's all-powerful. This is somebody who absolutely, utterly loves me with every single ounce of their existence. And he's God, so it's essence. We're never going to comprehend his love for us. And thirdly, I said those two things, there's a third thing. The most important thing you can do in the Eucharistic Adoration Chapel is be quiet and listen. Oftentimes Catholics, myself included, good Catholics, we go to the Adoration Chapel and we rattle off our prayers, which is good. Our prayers are very important. You know, I'm always promoting the rosary. But when we're praying without an open disposition, God cannot speak to us. God cannot call us to be radical. God cannot call us to conform our lives to him. We're blocking off whatever he wants to say to us because we've got our head in a book. We've got our mind somewhere else. We're just rattling the prayers. Prayers are good. Books are good. But we have to listen. Jesus Christ is a living person who loves you, and he wants nothing more than to give you his divine life and communicate with you. Let's conclude in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Lord Jesus, we believe. Help our unbelief. Mother Mary, we need you so bad. The devil is constantly doing anything possible to keep us from loving your Son more. Pray for us now and at every single moment that we can have even a fraction of your love for Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My brothers and sisters, I have a very, very important message for you. I post little talks like this. I haven't posted them yet, but I will be posting little talks like this on my other channel, True Faith Talks. Subscribe there and subscribe here. If you've been watching my videos, if you're seeing this video, do me a favor and subscribe. Why are you doing me a favor? Because I want to do God's will, and I feel like God's will is for me to share this message with you. And if you're not subscribed on YouTube, the chances of you seeing it are very, very slim. And as time progresses, and as YouTube and the big tech starts to put their hands around the neck of the Catholic Church and squeeze tighter and tighter, you better subscribe. God bless you. God love you. And we'll see you very soon.